Ladies and gentlemen, here at Auto Club Raceway, we are joined in the media center by our Mellow Yellow Pro Stock World Champion 2019, a three-time champion, Erica Enders. Erica went into the race day having to go up against an arch nemesis, Greg Anderson, who had manipulated the ladder to try to get next to you. It was a huge story all over the internet, put a lot of focus on round one. You were able to win that round, setting the tone for the day and ultimately going on to win the championship. Walk us through the events that occurred here this morning and this afternoon.
Well, today ended up being a great day with us locking up our third championship and my teammate Jed Coughlin winning the race and solidifying the second position. So for everyone at Elite Motorsports to be able to take back the number one and number two positions in the world in NHRA Pro Stock is a huge thrill for us, and we take a lot of pride in what we do. We spend a lot of time on the road away from our friends and our family, and it paid off this year. So I'm just really proud. You mentioned the Greg Anderson thing. You know, Friday, I found it a bit interesting, but not surprised at all because they've done it for many years before. So, you know, it is what it is. And I've said before, I would rather race somebody like him first round than, you know, going out and racing somebody that I have covered by a tenth. Not because we change how we race, but just as far as setting up for the rest of the day goes. So we went out there, they gave us all that they had, and we gave them what we had. So, you know, today it ended in our favor. It was a great drag race. We were one thou apart on the tree and four thou apart of the stripe, and our Milling Performance car was able to take the win. And then going against Chris McGaha in the second round, it's two of my favorite guys to beat in the same day, but round, you know, back to back. So I was just thrilled for our entire organization, Milling Performance, Gallagher Insurance, Transportation Impact, and the Stock Seth family. What an honor.
You had said that this championship is perhaps the most meaningful of your championships. Of course, the first and second coming back to back. But this one coming after some struggles, of course, we need not be reminded, but we will. You switched car manufacturers, a long period without a win, back in Chevrolets, dealing with fuel injection change, and now back to your championship self. So reflect a little bit on winning world championship number three, which ties you with Shirley Muldowney and Angel for NHRA Mellow Yellow Championships.
It's pretty awesome to join the winningest female, Angel, and then, of course, Shirley, who's one of my heroes, paved the way for all of the girls nowadays, and just a tough woman that really has offered a lot of solid advice for me, even, you know, through text messaging this morning. But I'm really proud to put a 3X by our name. What'd you ask me?
Just keep going. Just look back on the championship and
the first one was epic, right? Coming down to the final round and winner take all. It's something that we'll never forget, and being the first is just amazing. And then the way we did it in 2015, we locked it up before we left Las Vegas. So coming to Pomona, you know, with no weight on our shoulders and just having that second championship. But this one means a lot because of the valleys that we've been through. You know, switching manufacturers, as you mentioned, switching the rules to electronic fuel injection, and it just is, it was a challenge for us, and I am thrilled. Like, and on a personal level, I've struggled. I've struggled mentally in the race car. I've struggled with my personal life, and it's just awesome. It's an awesome feeling to be back on top and to know that all of those struggles and all of those hardships, it's the reason why you don't ever give up, Joe.
Let's open it up to questions from the media. Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
Erica, take us back through the emotions of a kid that just wanted to be in the sport to a driver who wins three world championships against all odds. Take us through the emotions of that.
There's a lot of emotion that plays into it, and I reflect back to our first championship in 2014. Eddie Krawick coming up to me before the final round and just saying, "Whatever you do, don't cry." You know, I have that in the back of my mind, and I'm not a big crier anyway, but to give your whole life to something, to from the time I was 8 years old, and my dad, all of the things that him and my parents sacrificed to be able to allow my sister to do what we love for a living and chase our dreams, sacrificing their own. So it's been a really long road, and it's not been easy at all. There have been way more valleys than there have been peaks, and I talk about that all the time, but I feel like that story is what's so important, is that you persevere and you never give up. And there's so many people that stab you in the back and pull the rug out from underneath you on the way. And it has nothing to do with gender. It's just how this world works. It's very cutthroat, and it's very challenging. honestly, to be a part of it. But I love what I do, and I love the guys that I get to do it with every week. So I'm honored to be a three-time world champion and represent a sport that I love, that I'm so passionate about. I wouldn't have given 28 years of my life for it and everything else that we've sacrificed. But the thing that I want to say is people on the outside don't understand necessarily what it takes, but they don't understand what it takes from you either. So for all of my guys that sacrifice the time with their kids and their wives, it means the world to me. So I'm glad that we did this together as a family.
Was there ever anything that you said when you were a kid that, oh my gosh, if I could just get one wish, what would it be?
I always wanted to be a professional race car driver. I know that sounds lame or cliche now, but as a kid growing up watching our dad race Schwartzman, I mean, Courtney and I were at the track with him. We had the red shop rags, and he'd let us write his dial in on his window with shoe polish. So coming from that to, you know, saying, oh my gosh, NHRA came out of the junior drag racing league where kids from 8 to 17 can race. Can we do it? You know, spending 9 years in the junior drag racing league, 5 years in the Lucas Oil Series, and now this being my 15th year in pro stock, it's hard to believe I'm old enough to say that. I don't want to talk about that, but I'm so proud, Bobby. It's been a true challenge, but just a journey that I'm proud of. And you know, through the years we've learned a lot of really important lessons, and one of the most important ones being winning and losing with grace. And that's something that we had to do today when it wasn't easy with all of the drama, but it's finding the courage in the drama, I guess.
Speaking of coming up short, just so we know what happened.
Yeah. came up short against Fernando. I feel like that guy has my number. Not a nicer guy in the world. You know, he had to race my teammate, Jeg Coughlin, so obviously rooting for Jeg in the finals, but not a nicer guy out there. He didn't take us lightly. He left on me. He was 10. I was 12. When I unclutched the car, we had a ton of wheel speed. It hooked right on me, and I got really loose out there. I was like right on the edge of shutting off, but because of what it was for, I legged it and just hung on and threw the parachutes. But you know, thrilled that Fernando got that round win. He will get his win, but for our entire Elite Motorsports and Elite Performance operation, these guys, man, I talk about them all the time, but they are amazing. They've had my back through everything that I've gone through, and they were the ones that picked up the pieces. So I can't thank them enough, and I'm proud to represent them.
I'd like to ask you one more question. All right, we got a question from a member of the media. Go ahead. Name and affiliation.
First round. Elliot starts that many times. Back to that first round after you won it. Was there just a second there where you went, yeah, after what Anderson had been saying and the way he worked to be your opponent to knock you out and give his teammates a chance?
Yeah, I was thrilled. That was better than winning the race or the world championship. I mean, those guys have played those games for as long as I've been out here, and he was the only competitor that I've ever raced against and said, I don't want to be that guy that is the first one to lose to her. And fortunately, God has a sense of humor, and I was able to beat him for my first win in 2012 as well. So a lot of respect for him as a driver and their team. They work incredibly hard and have joined forces with Elite Motorsports and ultimately saving the class of pro stock, and now it's flourishing. We have so many entries, and I'm really proud to be a part of that movement. But the win first round today was thrilling for me. I'm sure you saw my crazy antics on the in-car camera, but, you know, throwing my arms around, unplugged my radio, so I didn't even get to hear any communication from my guys, you know, to tell me what we ran. But I just saw that yellow light on the guard wall there past the finish line. So the race of the year for me, and I couldn't be more proud.
I'd like you to elaborate on the point of the resurgence of the Pro Stock Eliminator. This is a class that requires a little deeper understanding of what's going on in the cars. Certainly, they're not the quickest or fastest cars in the NHRA, but perhaps the most technical. You are one of the most talented drivers on the planet. There's discussions about you being able to drive anything, but you choose to drive Pro Stock. Just speak a little bit about this now as a three-time world champion. You know, certainly always been one of the faces of these cars. Talk a little bit about the resurgence of Pro Stock and why you think it's coming back so strongly.
Well, I have to give the hats off to my team owner, Richard Freeman. He's really the one that pushed this. As most of you know, he's not a quiet gentleman and speaks what he believes in, and I'm thankful for that. You know, the class kind of went in a direction where parts were hard to get. People were making their own, even though it's not allowed, and it became ultimately really expensive. You know, when my last year racing for Victor Cagnazzi, it cost $100,000 a weekend to go race Pro Stock. We have since then lowered the cost substantially, which in turn comes from some of the rule changes with the lower RPM. We're not going through as many valve springs. So there's a lot of stuff that happens. But I think when, EFI, the rule change happened. You saw a lot of people go away because the cost was so substantial to switch everything over with the new front end and all of, and that didn't even count, you know, intake manifold development. So a lot of things have happened, a lot of substantial rule changes to our class, but I mean, we love it. We eat, sleep, and breathe it, and I feel like it is not taking from any of the other classes, but super challenging, having to leave with a clutch, having to shift, and us being naturally aspirated. We don't have any power adders, so it's all real raw horsepower, and it's something that we're proud of. So I commend the other teams out there, KB especially, for, you know, stepping up to the plate. And Graham Light, before he left, said it's the first time in the history of the sport that the group of pro stock people ever work together. So it's a collective effort. I'm proud to be a part of it. I love it. Would drive anything. Have driven a lot of things, have had opportunities to drive nitro cars, but this is where my heart's at. I've learned you never say never, but I love pro stock, and I think that you guys will see a lot of great stuff from our class, and we'll be the ones to talk about. Even though people get out of the stands and I want to yell at them because we're fixing to run, it's an amazing class, and it takes a lot of talent to drive one. It takes a lot of talent to work on them. So,
Erica, congratulations on your 2019 Mellow Yellow Pro Stock World Championship.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you guys for being here.